早晨愿意和弟兄姐妹同来交通来学习一件事，就是跟随耶稣。
This morning I want to share in fellowship with brothers and sisters one matter that is to follow Jesus.
我们知道每一个人在地上，我们都是一走道路的人。
We know everyone on this earth, we have a way to walk.
信主的也好，不信主的也好，我们都是在走道路。
Either you believe the Lord or you don't, we're all walking on the way.
那重要的是这条路是把你带到哪里去。
The most important thing is where does this path lead you to?
我们高兴看到今天在我们当中有好多年轻人。
We're glad to see many young people among us.
在你们前面 ，there's a whole world.
You have a whole world before you.
但是那是不是你所要去的？的方向呢
？But what direction that you're going after?
如果那是你所追求的，那你的结局也就是定了。
If the world is what you're pursuing after, then that's your end.
在这里，另外有一条路。
But there's another way.
就是我们刚刚弟兄所告诉我们的，乃是主所走的路。
And the brother has already shared with us. This is the way that the Lord has walked.
他是要把我们带到他的国度里。
He wants to lead us to his kingdom.
他把我们带到他的荣耀里。
He wants to lead us into his glory.
所以在我们面前，我们有一个选择。
So we have a choice before us.
你要向着世界而去呢，还是要向着主的荣耀而去
？Will you walk towards the world, or will you walk towards the glory of the Lord?
请我们先来读几处的圣经。
Let us begin by reading a few scriptures.
请我们打开新约圣经希伯来书第二章。
Please turn your Bible to New Testament, the book of Hebrews, chapter 2.
希伯来书第二章，我们要读第九和第十节。
We'll read verse 9 and 10.
希伯来书第二章第九节，唯独见那成为比天使小一点的耶稣，因为受死的苦，就得了尊贵荣耀为冠冕，叫他因着神的恩为人人尝了死味。原来那为万物所属、为万物所本的，要领许多的儿子进荣耀里去，使救他们的元帅因受苦难得以完全，本是合宜的。
Hebrews chapter 2 verse 9 and 10. But we do see him who was made for a little while lower than the angels, namely Jesus, because of the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, so that by the grace of God he might taste death for everyone. For it was fitting for him, for whom and are all things, and through whom are all things, in bringing many sons to glory, to perfect the author of their salvation through sufferings.
所以我们再翻到马太福音第四章。
Then let us turn to the book of Matthew's, Gospel of Matthew's, chapter 4.
马太福音第四章，我们读第十九节的前半节。
We'll read the first part of verse 19.
耶稣对他们说：“来，跟从我。”
And he said to them, "Follow me."
请我们再翻到路加福音，路加福音第九章。
And then the Gospel of Luke, chapter 9.
路加福音第九章，我们读二十三、二十四两节。
Chapter 9, verse 23 and 24.
路加福音第九章二十三节，耶稣又对众人说：“若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。因为凡要救自己生命的，必丧掉生命；凡为我丧掉生命的，必救了生命。”
Luke 9 verse 23. And he was saying to them all, "If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. And whoever wishes to save his life will lose it. And whoever loses his life for my sake, he is the one who will save it."
我们最后一处读加拉太书二章二十节。
Lastly, we'll read Galatians 2:20.
加拉太书第二章第二十节是大家非常熟悉的经文。
Galatians 2:20 is a scripture that we know very well.
加拉太书二章二十节，我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
Galatians 2:20, I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me.
好，让我们再低头有一点祷告。
Let us bow in further word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你，你呼召我们来跟从你。
Lord, we thank you. You called us to follow after you.
主，因为这是你的心意，你要带领许多你所爱的儿子进荣耀里。
Because this is your desire, you want to lead many sons into glory.
主，我们仰望以下这个时间，你继续来带领，来与我们同在。
Lord, we lift up the following time into your hands. May you lead us, and may your presence be with us.
主，愿我们都能够听见你的声音。
And we can all hear your voice.
愿我们都能够答应你的呼召。
And we may all respond to your calling.
起来跟从你。
And we may rise up and follow after you.
主，你知道我们需要你。
You know that we need you.
主，你也必保守我们。
And you will keep us.
与我们同在。
May you be with us.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of our Lord Jesus, we pray.
Amen. 我们刚刚读希伯来书的经文，让我们看见我们的主他是如何进到荣耀里。
Well, from the scripture that we read in the book of Hebrews, we saw how the Lord entered into glory.
我们知道我们主他乃是经过了十字架的苦，他进到荣耀里去。
We know our Lord passed through the suffering of death on the cross, and then he entered into glory.
而今天主也仍然要来呼召我们这些人。
And this morning, the Lord is calling all of us,
呼召我们这些属他的人,
all of us who belong to Him,
也来跟从他,
to follow after Him,
进到荣耀里。
And then we can also enter into glory.
感谢我们的主。
We thank the Lord.
他不仅他在两千年前他曾经这样子进到荣耀里去。
Not only 2,000 years ago that He had entered into glory in this way,
他今天仍然在圣灵里头他来与我们同在。
But today He is with us in the Holy Spirit.
他不是只是在那里叫我们自己走到荣耀里。
He's not only asking us to walk into glory by ourselves,
还是叫我们来跟从他。
But He's asking us to follow
Him. 他在我们前面走。
He's walking before us.
我们在后面跟从。
And we're just following after.
他就这样子一步一步带领我们直到进到荣耀里。
He will lead us step by step until He bring us all into glory.
所以我们知道跟从主乃是走一条道路。
So we know to follow the Lord is to walk on this path.
最近啊，我姐妹跟我说啊，因为我们家孩子比较多，这过了暑假，我们家老三也要上大学了。
Lately, my wife's been telling us since we have many children at home, after the summer, my third daughter will be entering into college.
会有三个孩子同时在大学。
So we'll have three kids in college at the same time.
所以呢，我姐妹就陪着我这个三女儿呢，就到学校去，他们有一个算是一个 our day.
So my wife took my third daughter to school. They have an orientation on an all day.
当然他们手上就有一个地图啊，说看到了吃饭时间，看着地图说要去哪个餐厅吃饭。
So they have a map in their package, and they will show them at the lunch time which cafeterias they need to go to.
可他们在那里对来对去呢，就不是很确定到底是往哪个方向去。
So they were trying to orient themselves on campus, trying to figure out where to go, but they're not very sure.
突然间就碰见两个有善心的年轻人。
Suddenly they met two very kind young people.
学校的同学。
And students at school.
然后他们就进前来问他们说他们要去哪。
So they came up to ask them where do they need to go.
那我姐妹就告诉他说他们要去某某餐厅去用餐。
So my wife told them we need to go to this servery and to have lunch.
这两个年轻人就告诉他说我们正好要去那里。
And so these two people said, we're just going that way as well.
你们就跟着我们就可以。
You just need to follow me. I'll take you there.
他们就跟着这两个年轻人呢，就到了他们所要去的餐厅。
So they follow these two people to the same servery.
简单多了。
Isn't that simple?
感谢主，今天主也是这样带领我们。
And that's the same way the Lord is leading us.
主不仅自己曾经走了这条道路进到荣耀里。
Not only the Lord has walked this path to enter into glory.
今天当我们蒙恩得救以后，
But now that we have been saved by His grace,
主借着圣灵就住在我们里面。
By the Holy Spirit, the Lord dwells in us.
他也要带领我们像他一样进到荣耀里去。
And He will lead us just like He was, enter into glory.
所以我们看见当主出来公开服事的时候，
So as we see how the Lord came to His public ministry,
他就呼召门徒们来跟从他。
He started by calling his disciples to follow him.
这是我们做主门徒第一件要紧的事。
And this is the most important thing and the first thing as we become a disciple of the Lord.
在我们蒙恩得救以后，
After we have been saved by him,
我们就应该来跟从我们的主。
We ought to rise up and follow our Lord.
因为当我们跟着他的时候，
Because when we follow him,
他保证我们就能够进到他的国度，进到他的荣耀里去。
And he will guarantee that we can enter into his kingdom and enter into his glory.
主在路加福音也告诉我们说，凡不舍己背起十字架跟从我的，就不配做我的门徒。
In the Gospel of Luke, he says, if anyone wants to follow me, you must deny himself, take up his cross and follow me.
弟兄姐妹，我们是主的门徒吗？
Are we his disciples?
我们是不是照着主所说的，背起我们的十字架来跟从他？
Do we carry our cross and follow him according to his commands?
所以早晨，这是主对我们每一个人的呼召。
So this morning, that's the calling for each one of us.
来跟从我。
Come, follow me.
我们知道彼得是一个从一开始他就蒙主所召的人。
We know Peter is one who was called by the Lord since the very beginning.
他后来到路加福音第五章那边，我们看见主就再一次的呼召了彼得和其他的一同做渔夫的。安德烈还有约翰和雅各。
And in Luke chapter 5, you see how the Lord called Peter and Andrew and James and John, especially Peter for the second time.
我们看见他们就立刻了舍了船，也舍了网，别了父亲，就跟从了耶稣。
And this time, immediately they abandoned their boat or their net or even their father to follow after Jesus.
我想弟兄姐妹读到这段经文，我们里头都会有一个想法。
So as we are reading this scripture, we probably all have the same thought.
How can they do that?
How can they do that?
他们怎么能够这么干净利落哈？主一呼召，他们就跟从。
How was it that it was so easy for them that they can just give up everything and follow Jesus?
我们常常觉得我们好像都不能够这样跟从主。
And often we feel that we cannot do it.
我相信那是因着施洗约翰为主耶稣所做的见证影响了他们。
On one hand, we think the testimony that was borne by John the Baptist was effective.
所以他们稍微知道。主耶稣就是那位神的羔羊。
So they knew a little bit that Jesus is the Lamb of God.
但我相信更重要的一件事。
But more importantly,
乃是圣灵在他们里头开启了他们。
We know the Holy Spirit was doing a work of revelation in their hearts.
就他们从里头稍微认识了这位主耶稣。
That in their innermost being, that they came to know Jesus a little bit more.
所以当主呼召他们来跟从的时候，他们就舍下一切，就跟从了这位。
So when the Lord called them to follow him, they gave up.Everything and followed him.
所以啊，早先我说到，我姐妹跟我提到说，她就跟着那两个年轻人就到了餐厅。
So earlier I told you the story about my wife following these two men, two young men into the cafeteria.
我就跟我姐妹说，那还好你们还跟对人了。
And so I was telling my wife it was good that you followed the right person.
我跟错人了，可能就到另外一个地方去了。
If you follow the wrong student, then you might be going to the wrong cafeteria.
但感谢主，这也是我们蒙恩得救的故事。
But we thank the Lord, this is our story.
因着弟兄姐妹向我们做见证，见证主耶稣是谁。
It was brothers and sisters who gave us the testimony and testified whom Jesus was.
我们也稍微认识了主耶稣。
And we came to know Jesus a little bit.
更感谢神的是圣灵在我里头开我们里面的眼睛。
But we especially thank the Lord. It was the Holy Spirit that opened the eyes of our hearts.
叫我们像彼得一样，我们认识主耶稣，他是永生神的儿子。
Just like Peter, we came to know that he is the Son of the Living God.
我们认识到主耶稣他有永生之道，我们就觉得那我们还跟从谁呢？
We came to know that Jesus in him is the way of eternal life. Whom else can we follow?
所以我们看见我们应当也是像当时的门徒们一样，我们应该是可以舍了一切来跟从主。
So we should be like the disciples at that time, that we will be able to give up everything and follow him.
在当我们读到约翰福音，在那里当主耶稣行完五饼二鱼的神迹之后，
And in Gospel of John, after Jesus performed the miracle of five loaves and two fish,
哎呀，多少人因着这个神迹吃饱了。
And so many people were fed from this miracle.
哎呀，他们就一起都要来跟从耶稣。
And they all came up, they want to follow Jesus.
他们还要拥他做王。
And they want to crown him as king.
哎呀，那时候主耶稣真的是可以做王了。
At that time, if Jesus wanted to, he could become king.
但是我们看见主知道他的道路并不是这样。
But the Lord knew this is not his way.
他就叫门徒和他一同就退到旁边去。
So he retreated with his disciple to a quiet place.
后来我们看见，当主耶稣向众人来传说、来传讲，他就是那从天上降下来的生命的粮。
And when later on Jesus says he is the bread of life that came down from heaven.
当主告诉众人说他的肉是可吃的，他的血是可喝的时候。
And when he proclaimed that his body is indeed edible and his blood is indeed drinkable.
哎呀，好多人就觉得太难了。
And many people thought this is too difficult.
他们就退去，就不跟从耶稣。
And they all turned around and stopped following Jesus.
太感谢主，在这个时候，主就问他十二个门徒们。
And but thank the Lord, at that time he came and asked his disciples.
问他们说，你们也要退去吗？
He said, will you also go?
这时彼得就带头说。
And Peter led everyone.
他说，你有永生之道，我们还跟从谁呢？
He said, with you is the way to eternal life. Whom else can we follow?
兄姐妹，盼望早晨我们也来思想这个问题。
May we also ponder upon that same question this morning.
如果我们真认识我们的主，他是那永生神的儿子。
If we truly know our Lord Jesus as the Son of living God.
如果我们真知道我们的主，他有永生之道。
If we truly know that with him is the way to eternal life.
兄姐妹，我们还跟从谁呢？
Who else can we follow?
我们还跟从撒旦吗？
Are we still going to follow Satan?
我们还跟从这世界的王吗？
Will we follow the king of this world?
兄姐妹，我们需要主叫我们更认识他。
May the Lord cause us to know him more.
好像我们真是能够 一路的一直跟随他到底。
So that we can follow him all the way till the end.
路加福音第九章，主就对众人说：若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。
So in Luke chapter 9, Jesus says, if anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me.
这里我觉得主似乎在那里告诉我们跟从他，背十字架跟从他是什么意思？
I felt the Lord was telling us what he meant to take up our cross and follow him.
我们知道跟从主的意思并不见得就是一定是放下工作才是跟从主。
We know to follow after the Lord does not mean that we have to give up our jobs to follow him.
当然我们知道有些弟兄姐妹蒙主所召，他们真是按着主所呼召的把工作放下来专心的跟从主。
And we do know there are brothers and sisters who are called specifically by the Lord to give up their job and follow them, and they follow.
但是我们看见有些人他是把工作放下了。
But we did also see other people who gave up their jobs.
但是他不一定是跟从主。
But they gave up their job not to follow the Lord.
从前在世界上他追求着世界的名利和地位。
Before perhaps they were seeking after the position and the reputation in the world.
后来把工作放下来了。
Now they gave up their jobs.
那我们就改追求这个属灵的地位和身份和地位。
Now they're pursuing after spiritual reputation, spiritual position.
弟兄姐妹，这不是跟从主。
This is not to follow the Lord.
跟从主也不一定说是我们就是什么都不管了。
And following the Lord does not mean that we.Don't care about anything else.
好像抛家弃子，我们就专心的来跟从。
And we'll abandon our family or abandon our children to follow the Lord.
我们不是为了逃避现实的问题，然后我们来跟从主。
We're not following the Lord because we want to avoid reality.
我们从前也看见有些的弟兄姐妹。
And we also saw some brothers and sisters.
因着家里面的难处实在太大。
Because they had great difficulties at home.
所以呢，他们就。寻得教会作为一个避难所。
So they came to church as a refuge.
什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
我就每天来聚会。
I'll come to meeting every day.
我就不用做家事了。
If I do come to meeting every day, I don't have to do chores at home.
就常常来参加聚会。
I'll come to meeting as often as I can.
就不用在家里跟另一半老是在吵架。
Then I wouldn't have to have any time to argue with my wife.
兄姐妹，这不是跟从主。
This is not to follow the Lord.
那跟从主是什么意思呢？
So what does it mean to follow the Lord?
在这里主告诉我们说，他说若有人要跟从我，就要舍己，天天背起十字架来跟从我。
Here the Lord says, if anyone will follow after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me.
就让我们看见今天主呼召我们跟从他，还是在我们每天的生活当中来跟从他。
So here the Lord shows us, for us to follow him is to follow him in our daily life.
在我们每天生活的各样的事情上面，我们来学习舍己，背起十字架来跟从主。
In every circumstance we encounter in this everyday life, we can learn to deny ourselves, take up our cross and follow him.
所以这里我们看见跟从主，它虽然是一条十字架的窄路。
Even though the way to follow the Lord is a narrow way of the cross.
但感谢神，这条路却是通往荣耀里去。
But we thank the Lord, this is a way that leads to glory.
这里我稍微澄清一下。
I want to be to clarify a little more.
因为我们心思里头啊，可能会有这样的一个错误、不准确的理解。
Because perhaps we might have a misunderstanding.
我们总有时候我们会想啊，我们在地上呢，那我们就好好的这个背起十字架来跟从主、跟从主。
So sometimes we think, oh, then we need to really take up our cross and follow the Lord. Follow.
的确，我们需要天天背起十字架跟从主。
Yes, we need to take up our cross and follow.
可是我们心思想说，我们这样跟从到有一天啊，等到我们见主的时候呢？哎呀，我们就进到荣耀里去了。
And then we think we just need to follow here on the earth, and one day when we see him in glory, then he will bring us into his glory.
好像啊，在一个地方呢，在那里是有荣耀的。
As if there is a physical place where glory dwells.
好像有一天我们到了那个地方呢，那我们就进到荣耀里去。
Until we reach that place, before that we're not in glory.
弟兄姊妹，这是不是我们的心思？
Perhaps this is your thought or conception.
我承认我从前是这样想的。
And I would admit that was my thought before.
我想说那个神的荣耀在一个遥远的地方，那我们要一直跟，一直跟，一直跟，有一天呢，我们就到了。
And I thought there is a destination, there is a far away place that's where God's glory is, and we just need to follow and walk until we reach there.
这当我这一次在主面前，在准备，在默想这件事的时候，
But as I was preparing before the Lord and meditating before Him,
主似乎让我看到这个进到荣耀里去，还是从我们跟从主的那一天那个时刻就开始了。
The Lord seemed to be showing me that to follow Him into His glory, that to enter into His glory began the moment you decide to follow Him.
因为在哥林多后书那里，保罗有一句话说：“我们乃是荣上加荣。”如同从主的灵变成的一样。
Because in 2 Corinthians, Paul tells us we are to go from glory to glory as if it's made by the Spirit of the Lord.
所以我就看见，当我们每一天我们舍己背起十字架跟从主的时候，
And so we see if we decide to take up our cross and follow Him daily,
我们就一点一点的，一步一步的就进到这个荣耀里。
Then it is little by little and step by step we're entering into glory.
我们前面有弟兄们这样子说，什么叫做荣耀呢？
And the brothers that went before us would tell us what is glory.
荣耀就是基督彰显出来。
That is Christ being manifested.
基督在哪里彰显，那里就有荣耀。
Wherever Christ is manifested, there is glory.
所以我们看见今天我们跟从主，不再是在外面来跟从我们的主。
So we see as we follow the Lord, it's not outwardly we follow Him.
我们跟从主乃是在我们的里面。
But that inwardly.
乃是圣灵在里头来更新变化我们。
It is the Holy Spirit that is doing a transformation and the renewal work.
乃是圣灵借着十字架在我们身上来工作。
And through the cross, the Holy Spirit is working in us.
把我们一点一点的，把我们的旧人一点点的除去。
That He's taking off our old self.
把基督一点点成形在我们身上。
He's putting on Christ.
这是荣上加荣。
And until glory upon glory.
如同主的灵变成的一样。
Just as we are transformed by the Spirit of the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，这是十字架的道路。
And this is the way of the cross.
这也是进入荣耀的道路。
This is also the way that will lead us into glory.
所以我们看见我们的主他是如何的进到荣耀里。
We saw how the Lord entered into glory.
我们看见在变化山上的时候，
We saw on the Mount of Transfiguration,
在那里我们看见神的国度在那里暂时的降临。
For a moment, the kingdom of God descended upon earth.
在那里我们看见那个荣耀就显出来。
And glory was manifested fully.
而我们的主也是在这个荣耀的里头。
And the Lord was brought into that glory.
在那里我们看见就是在神国度的荣耀里头，我们的主在那里显出他自己。完全的荣耀。
In the glory of the full kingdom of God, the Lord revealed Himself in glory.
我们看见主耶稣在那里，其实他就可以直接就进到那天上的国度的荣耀里头。
And at that point, the Lord Jesus was able to enter into the glory of the kingdom of heaven directly.
因为我们看见主他的一生遵行父神的旨意。
Because he obeyed the Father all his life.
他从来没有犯过罪。
He had never sinned.
他每一件事情都讨父神的喜悦。
Everything he did was pleasing to the Father.
就连父神也三次从天上亲自的做这个见证。
Even God the Father bore the testimony three times by himself.
说这是我的爱子，是我所喜悦的。
This is my beloved son. With him I'm well pleased.
所以当主耶稣带三个门徒上了变化山上的时候，
So when the Lord brought three disciples to the Mount of Transfiguration,
在那里我们看见父神也做了这样一个见证。
And the Father also bore the same testimony.
这位实在是我的爱子。
This is my beloved son.
他是我所喜悦的。
With whom I'm well pleased.
他是配得荣耀的。
He's worthy of glory.
在那里，主就可以直接进到天上的荣耀里头。
He could enter into glory directly.
但我们看见我们的主并没有这样做。
But that's the Lord did not do that.
他乃是面如坚石，向着耶路撒冷。
Yet he set his face towards Jerusalem.
我们看见在那里，他与摩西和以利亚在荣耀里头，在那里商在讨论神。
And it was recorded that in glory he was discussing with Moses and Elijah about the kingdom of heaven.
那他们在那里谈论什么呢？
What were they talking about?
主在那个那样的荣耀里头，他所想的是什么呢？
He was in glory, so what was he thinking in glory?
他们所谈论的就是他在耶路撒冷所要成就的事。
They were talking about his exodus, the thing that he will accomplish in Jerusalem.
就是十字架。
That is the cross.
所以我们看见当主从变化山上下来以后
，So when the Lord came down from the Mount of Transfiguration，
他面向耶路撒冷。
He set his face towards Jerusalem.
面如坚石。
He set his face as flint.
就他坚定的要走那十字架的道路。
That is to say that he set his heart as firmly as possible to walk on to walk the way of the cross.
在那边不知道你有没有想过？
I don't know if you have imagined
this. 虽然我们的主在变化山上，他可以直接就回到天上的荣耀里头。
Even though he was already able to enter into glory from the top of Mount of Transfiguration.
但是如果我们的主那样做的话
，But if the Lord had done that,
今天在荣耀里的就只有一个人。
Then today there will be only one person in glory.
就是我们的主自己。
That will be just Jesus himself.
他就不能够带许多的儿子一同进到荣耀里。
He will not be able to lead many sons into glory.
弟兄姐妹，我们为着主在十字架所成就的救赎感谢主。
So we thank the Lord for the salvation that he accomplished on the cross.
因着他死了。
Because he died.
他埋葬了。
Because he was buried.
他第三天复活。
On the third day he was risen.
他升上高天，坐在荣耀的宝座的右边。
Now he is ascended to the highest heavens, seated at the right hand side of the Father.
所以今天他为了我们开这条又新又活的路。
Now he has inaugurated this new and living way for us.
叫我们这些人不仅因着圣灵重生得称为神的儿女。
And not only by the Holy Spirit we can be born again to be called children of God.
我们看见主差遣圣灵来到地上。
But also he sent Holy Spirit to on the earth.
他要亲自的带领许多的儿子，带领我们怎么样也一同进到荣耀里去。
By the Spirit himself he will lead many sons, even us, into glory.
所以为着主这样的一个呼召。
For such a calling,
为了主这样的一个救恩
，For such a salvation,
弟兄姐妹，我们怎么能够不起来跟从他呢
？How can we not rise up and follow him？
所以我们看见主既然他是经过十字架的道路进到荣耀里
，Because the Lord himself went through the way of the cross and then entered into glory。
同样，今天我们这些跟从他的人
，So all of us who follow him，
我们也要舍己背起我们的十字架来跟从他。进到荣耀里。
This is also our way to deny ourselves, take up our cross, and follow him into glory。
我们知道从圣经四卷福音书当中记载了许多关于彼得跟从主的事情。
We know through the four books of the gospel, there are many stories that's recorded about Peter, how he followed the Lord.
当然为着彼得许多的失败被记在圣经里头，我们感谢主。
And we thank the Lord that many failures of Peter also was recorded in the books.
但是因着彼得的失败
，But because of his failures,
今天也同样的激励我们这些常常软弱失败的人。
That we who often fail and become weak can be encouraged.
我们也能够来跟从主。
That we can also follow him.
弟兄姐妹，我不晓得你在跟从主的道路上是否失败过。
I don't know if you have failed on the way to follow the Lord.
如果没有的话，我们感谢主。
If you haven't, then we thank the Lord.
但对我而言，我知道在跟从主的道路上，我们难免要失败的。
But to me, at least, I can tell you that I've often failed.On this way to follow him.
问题在哪里
？And what was the problem?
也就在跟在彼得身上的问题是一样的。
And it is the same problem as we saw in the life of Peter.
就在我们里面这天然的己的生命是叫我们跟从主最大的一个拦阻。
That this natural self life in us is the greatest hindrance for us to follow him.
所以为什么主告诉我们说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起十字架来跟从我
？That's why the Lord says, if anyone wants desires to come after me, he must deny himself and take up the cross and follow me.
所以我们早晨我愿意从三个方面来看今天我们如何舍己背起十字架来跟从主。
So here I want to look into from three aspects how to deny ourselves, take up our cross and follow him.
刚刚我们读的 路加福音第九章主耶稣就说了，他说如果人要跟从我，当舍己，天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。
Earlier we read in Luke chapter 9, if anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross and follow me.
主说因为凡要救自己生命的必丧掉生命。
Because he said, for whoever wishes to save his life will lose it.
这里讲到自己生命呢，就讲到我们的魂生命。
Here it says, save his life means our soul life.
那后面说，凡为我丧掉生命的，就是凡为我丧掉这个魂、这个己的，就必救了生命。
But whoever loses his life, his soul life, or his self life for my sake.
所以我们今天看到我们今天舍己背十字架跟从主不是在外面。
So this following the Lord, taking up our cross is not outward.
这舍己背十字架的功课还是就在我们里面。
This lesson of the cross is an inward lesson.
就是十字架要在我们身上来对付我们这个天然的己。
And it is through the cross that he can deal with this natural self-life in us.
弟兄妹，我不知道你有没有这样的经历过。你知道我们这个魂生命哈，跟我们这个己啊，它是完全的这个搅在一起的。
I don't know if you have this experience that our self life and our soul is mingled together completely.
因为我们一生下来就是这个样子了。
Because this is how we were when we were born.
我们一生下来这个己啊，就在那里怎么样来支配我们的魂生命。
Because as soon as we were born, our self life.Is in control of our soul.
当这魂生命就包括我们的情感、我们的思想、我们的意志。
And the soul includes our emotions, our mind, and our will.
兄弟们，是不是这样子
？Isn't that so?
我就用一个很简单的例子。
I'll give you a simple example.
你看一个小 baby 刚生下来。
If you saw a newborn baby.
你看谁在指使他的这个情感？
You can tell who is in control of his emotions.
谁在支配他的意志呢
？Who is in control of his will?
当他肚子感到饿的时候
，When he's hungry,
怎么样
？Then what will he do?
他就开始哭。
He will start crying.
然后呢，父母亲还没有把奶喂他的之前
，And before the parents had a chance to feed the baby,
他就怎么样呢？就一直哭。
He will be crying continuously.
是不是？看到那个己在那里支配他的情感。
You saw this is his self life.Controlling his emotions,
在发表他不满的情绪
，and that his emotions expressed in crying.
到了晚上，父母亲很累了，要休息了。
And at night, when the parents are very tired, they're ready to go to bed.
小 baby 尿不湿了。
But the baby's diaper needs.
他感到不舒服了。
And he started feeling uncomfortable.
他有没有体谅父母亲，让他们多睡一会儿？
Would he be empathizing with his parents to let them sleep a little longer?
没有，我们看见他的己在那里支配他的意志。
No, his self will be in full control of his will.
不管你累不累。
No, doesn't matter if you're tired.
不管你睡得多熟。
Doesn't matter how much you have slept last night.
现在就要帮我换尿布。
Change my diaper now.
他 make sure 父母亲帮他换的尿布。
He will make sure that his parents know to change his diaper.
当我们的己在这样子来跟我们的魂是这样子在那里搅在一起。
If when our self is mingled with our soul,
难怪我们一慢慢慢慢长大以后
，No wonder after we grow up,
你发现我们这个整个魂生命完全是受我们这个己在那里辖制，在那里支配。
You see, our soul life is completely in control, by ourself.
所以发现当我们要跟从主的时候，我们这天然的己就成为最大的一个拦阻。
So after we decide to follow the Lord, this self life became the greatest hindrance.
所以今天我们就从这三个方面来看，说我们在我们的情感上，在我们的思想上，在我们的意志上面，我们如何来舍己背起十字架来跟从我们的主。
So we want to look at this matter through these three aspects. How can we follow the Lord? How can we deny ourselves in our emotions, in our mind, and in our will?
我们记得在马太福音第十六章那边。有一次，当主耶稣问门徒们说：“你们说我是谁
？”We remember in Matthew chapter 16, the Lord asked his disciples, "Who do you say who do you say that I am?"
那我们知道彼得总是带头的。
And Peter always spoke first.
那一次呢，他也不是自己随便乱讲。
And he was not speaking by himself this time.
他就回答主耶稣说：“你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
”He said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the Living God."
哎，那时候我们看见主也称许他。
And the Lord did commend him.
主说。那个，这不是从血气告诉你的，乃是天上的父启示你的。
He said, "Blessed are you, because flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father who is in heaven."
哎呀，弟兄姐妹，我不晓得，如果你是彼得那时候，你感觉怎么样
？I don't know if you were Peter, how would you feel at that time?
像我们可能感觉自我感觉蛮好的。
You feel pretty good.
哇，你看天父就光光启示我，叫我能够认出主耶稣是基督，是永生神。
He would say, "Look, the Father in heaven revealed it to me that I can know Jesus, the Son of Living God."
然后呢，主也表扬我了。
Even Jesus Himself commanded me.
还在那里沾沾自喜，没有多少时间。
And you were just thinking that you were feeling pretty good for not very long.
然后当主在那里告诉门徒说，他必须要上耶路撒冷受祭司。长老还有文士的苦害。
Soon after the Lord told his disciples he will go to Jerusalem to be persecuted by the scribes and the Pharisees.
他要死，并且第三天复活。
And he will die on the cross. On the third day he will rise again.
哇，这时我们看见彼得啊，他还是带头的。
And Peter were also taking the lead.
他就把主耶稣拉到旁边。
And he took Jesus aside.
他就责备主。
And he started to rebuke the Lord.
说万万不可。
Can't do this.
这事并不临到你。
This thing must not happen to you.
那英文翻译的很好，说 God forbidden.
God forbids that this will happen to you.
哎，他在那里责备主啊。
He was rebuking the Lord.
说你不能上，你不能死。
You can't die, Lord.
他在那里呢，的确，他也是，实在是啊，他爱他的主。
And truly, he loves his Lord.
他觉得他这样子呢。实在是把他对主的关心啊也表达出来了。
He felt in this way he can really express his care for the Lord.
他在那里我们看见主怎么回答他。
And we remember how the Lord answered him.
主是不是说彼得你退我后去
？Did Jesus say, "Get behind me, Peter"?
主怎么说
？What did Jesus say?
主说撒旦退我后去。
He said, "Satan, get behind me."
哇，如果你是彼得的话，我不晓得你的感觉怎么样。
I don't know how you would feel now if you were Peter.
哎呀。我是因为爱你的关系嘛，我听到你要受苦要受害，我当然就舍不得喽。
I care for you because I love you, and I hear that you are about to suffer and be persecuted. I don't want you to go through this.
哎呀，如果主责备我说彼得啊，你不懂，你我要上十字架，这叫成就神的旨意。
If the Lord only simply rebuked Peter, says, "Oh, Peter, you don't quite understand. I need to go and do the Father's will."
那这样我们还可以接受。
Then yeah, perhaps we can accept that.
我们看见主对彼得说撒旦。
But the Lord was so strict, so stern, saying, "Satan,
退我后去。
And get behind me."
弟兄姐妹，我们看见我们天然的情感如何的拦阻了神的旨意。
We saw how our emotions would interfere with the will of God.
我们看见我们的主他是如何严厉的来对付我们这天然的情感。
How stern and how severe the Lord was in dealing with Peter's emotions.
所以我们看见。彼得他天然的感情需要接受这十字架的对付。
We saw how the emotion of Peter had to be dealt with by the cross.
弟兄姐妹，在你们蒙恩得救以后
，After we were saved by grace，
你有没有被主这样子对付过
？Have you been dealt with by the Lord？
我最近听到一位弟兄啊的分享。
Recently, I heard a sharing from a brother.
他在这天然情感上呢，就受了这个十字架的对付。
And he was dealt with in his emotions by the cross.
因为我们这个弟兄啊，他本来是一个。是很会交朋友的人。
And his brother has a lot of friends.
他信主以前啊，他有很多朋友。
And before he was a believer, he had many friends.
当然，就像我们一样，我们信主前有的朋友是好朋友。我说好的朋友就是他们是对我们有好的影响，有一些呢是对我们有不好的影响。
And just like us, before we knew the Lord, we had friends that were good influences to us. There are friends that were not very good influence to us.
当我们弟兄蒙恩得救以后
，But after our brother was saved，
当然他要起来跟从主。
He wanted to rise up and follow the Lord。
周末常常要参加聚会
，And on weekends he would go to the meeting。
所以慢慢的就跟他从前所熟识的这些朋友呢，慢慢就疏远了。
So gradually he became a little distant to the friends that he used to be very close to。
因为我们基督徒应该都有类似的经历
，And I trust many Christians here have the same experience。
但是呢，当这些世上的朋友就对我们这个弟兄就讲说，哎呀。表达他们觉得说好像渐渐跟他疏远的事情。
And so these old friends of our brother started to tell our brother how they have become distant.
哎呀，我们弟兄心里头啊是有点难过的。
And our brother felt a little sad in his heart.
他也想一想。
And he was thinking about it.
那些从前朋友有一些呢，对我的确是有一些不好的影响。
And he thought some of these friends were not very good influence to me before.
所以那些朋友呢，少来往也就算了。
So maybe it's okay if I don't talk to them often.
但是我们这位弟兄，他有一位是他从前一个很好的朋友。
But there was one friend to him that was a very good friend.
这个弟兄啊，这个朋友，弟兄这个朋友呢，人很好。
And he was a very good person.
就在世人看来啊，他是一个好人。
In the world's eye, he is a good person.
身上有很多优点。
And he had many commendable characters.
甚至我们弟兄也觉得说，从这个朋友身上呢，对他会有一些的好的帮助。
Even our brother thought that this friend were a very good influence on him.
所以我们弟兄啊，他在情感上就觉得很为难。
So emotionally, he felt very difficult.
特别当他这个朋友呢，透过 email 表达说。哎呀，最近好像你跟我就疏远了。
Especially this friend sent him an email saying, recently I felt that we were a little more distant than before.
这个朋友啊，就表达心里面的难过，不舍这个友情。
And this friend was a little sad about losing a friendship.
所以我们的弟兄心里头啊，就很为难，在那里挣扎。
So our brother was struggling in his heart.
感谢主，我们弟兄他读圣经的。
But he read the Bible. He was reading the Bible.
当他那时候正在那时候读圣经的时候
，And when he was reading the Bible in his struggles,
主就借着他的话来回应了弟兄这样一个挣扎。
And the Lord responded to his struggles through his words.
主的话说：“你们要进窄门，要走小路。”
The Lord was telling him to enter through the narrow gate, to walk the narrow path.
感谢主，我们弟兄里头他就明白了。
And he was, his heart was opened up.
他就明白了，我们跟从主这条道路，乃是一条十字架的窄路。
He came to understand to follow the Lord is to walk on the way, the narrow way of the cross.
弟兄姐妹，我们天然感情若不受十字架的对付
，If our natural emotion is not dealt with by the cross,
他就会拦阻我们来跟从主。
We will be hindered from following the Lord.
所以感谢主，我们弟兄明白了。
And we thank the Lord, our brother came to understand.
他能够把这天然的情感放下
，and he can put down his natural emotions.
他愿意学习来舍己，背起自己的十字架，跟从我们的主。
He was willing to learn to deny himself, deny his emotions, take up his cross and follow the Lord.
我们的天然心思、天然的思想也需要受十字架的对付。
Also, our mind, our natural mind, needed to be dealt with by the Lord.
因为我们天然心思里头啊，我们总是怎么样，要为大。
Because in our natural mind, we all always wanted to be great.
刚刚我们弟兄已经跟我们提到那个十二个门徒里头，这个雅各和约翰。
Our brother already mentioned to us James and John among the 12.
他们跟彼得是好朋友、好兄弟的。
They were good friends and even brothers with Peter.
因为他们从很早就蒙主所召，跟从主。
And they were called in the very beginning by the Lord.
他们这一路跟从主下来啊。
They have followed the Lord all these years.
他们发现了，他们老是吃亏。
They realize they are always behind.
因为每次什么事情啊，彼得总是先出头。
Because no matter what happens, Peter always took the lead.
因为彼得个性啊，天生个性就比较强。
Because Peter was stronger in his natural.
总是要先讲话。
Characters, and he always wanted to speak.
总是要跑在前面。
And he wanted to run first.
有时候还跑到主耶稣的前面去。
Even he would run before the Lord.
所以这一次呢，这个彼得、雅各呢，他们觉得这情况不妙了。
So here, James and John felt that. They cannot lag behind all the time.
所以就把他母亲把他们的母亲给搬出来了。
So they brought in their mother.
因为他们母亲啊，跟主耶稣有点亲戚关系。
Because his mother was a distant relative to Jesus.
所以他们不好直接跟彼得争。
And they did not want to fight with Peter directly.
他们就叫他妈妈来跟主耶稣说情。
So they brought in their mother to talk to Jesus.
一个要在右边，一个在左边。
Let my son to one be seated at the right hand, one be seated at the left.
你想彼得听见这个话，他生不生气？
If Peter was hearing this, don't you think that he would be angry?
这个两个打一个已经不公平了，还把他们的母亲搬出来。
It was already not fair enough for two to be against one, and they even brought in their mother.
弟兄姐妹，我们看见就是这些跟随主的门徒。
And we saw even these disciples
were following the Lord. 在他们天然的心思里头。
In their natural mind.
他们总想要为大。
They always wanted to be first.
所以我们看见我们天然心思。也需要受主十字架的对付。
So we see our natural mind needed to be dealt with by the cross.
我们看见主的心思跟我们天然心思是不一样的。
Because we saw how our Lord, His heart and His mind is different from ours.
我们天然心思因为受了撒旦的影响。
Because that our natural mind is corrupted by Satan.
你看，从小不用人家教。
We didn't need to be taught.
我们都是要高升的。
We always want to be exalted.
我们都是要伟大的。
We always wanted to be great.
我想到今天在我们中间有这个初中生。
We have all our middle schoolers before us.
我想说总是要关心体贴他们。
I always thought I need to care for them a little more.
所以就用他们做例子。
So I'll use them as examples.
来认识我们的天然的心思。
That we can see our own natural mind.
我们知道很多年轻人喜欢玩 video game.
We know our young people like to play video games.
有没有人不喜欢玩的？
I don't know if there's anyone that doesn't like to play video games.
我想我们都喜欢。
I think most of us like
to play video games. 我像你们这个年纪，我也很喜欢。
If when I was in your age, I also like to play video games.
所以我知道玩这个 video game 啊，跟我们天然心思有关系的。
And I know playing video game has something to do with our natural mind.
需要受十字架的对付。
And needed to be dealt with.
为什么玩 game 跟天然心思有关系呢？
Why do I say that playing video game has something to do with our natural mind?
哦，你们玩 game 的人啊，你们玩 game， 你们的目标是什么？
All you gamers will know what is your goal.
啊？都是要看的哪一天能不能第一名，对不对？
Because you always want to be good at the game and to be the best.
你要破那个记录，对不对？
You want to break some records.
啊，就你那个分数啊，是破记录，而且没有人能够追上来的。
So that your score will be the highest and no one can catch you up.
是不是这样子？
Is that true?
有没有人玩 game 就盼望输的？
Does anyone play the game desiring to lose?
盼望我拿零分。
To hope that we'll score nothing.
盼望我拿最后一名。
We'll be the last in the
game. 如果你有这样的心思就好了，你就不要玩了。
If you have that such a heart, then maybe it's not so difficult for you to give it up.
我们看见为什么我们会沉迷于这个玩这个 video game 呢？
See, the reason we desire, we have such addiction to the games.
姐妹，我们天然心思。
Because we have this natural mind.
我们要升高。
We want to be exalted.
我们要伟大。
We want to be first.
好，那现在不玩 video game 的人。Facebook 也一样。
For all those who do not play video games,、
哦、你今天 post 一张照片。
Same thing as Facebook.
Post 一段的话。
Today you post a picture or you post some words.
那你想什么呢？
What do you want to gain out of it?
你们 post 东西在 Facebook， 你们希望是看到什么？
What is your desire as you post things on Facebook?
Like.
You want to get a like.
再 like.
You want to get a like?
啊，有五万个人 like.
Oh, you have 50,000 people liking your picture.
有一天你那个照片有一百万人 like， 哇，你就高兴。
One day, if you post a picture with a million likes, then you'll be great.
同学们，这是什么心思呢？
What is such a heart?
我们要升高。
We want to be exalted.
我们要伟大。
We want to be great.
我们要人家注意到我们。
We want everyone to pay attention to us.
同学们，我们看见很多时候我们觉得为什么没有办法胜过这个 video game， 没有办法能够胜过上网这个 Facebook。
Sometimes we felt that we cannot overcome this our video game addictions for our social media addictions.
同学们，我们天然心思要受十字架的对付。
Because our natural life, our natural mind needed to be dealt with.
我们的主的心思乃是要降卑。
Our Lord's mind is to humble himself.
我们主的心思乃是要卑微。
His mind is to empty himself.
我们看见就是到了主要上十字架之前。
Even before he went up to the cross.
他与门徒一同在那里坐席享受逾越节的宴席。
He was seated at the last dinner with his disciples for the Passover feast.
从前人都是穿那个 sandal 的。
Because at that time everyone was wearing sandals.
所以他们脚都很脏的。
So their feet were always dirty.
所以他们到了一个地方要坐席吃饭呢，那个主人就会预备一个。地位最低的奴仆呢，来为客人洗脚。
So when they go to feast, normally the host will prepare a washing place and for the servant to wash all the guests.
可当那一天主和十二个门徒在那里坐席的时候
，And so when the Lord was seated at the last dinner with his disciples,
不知道为什么，我们相信也是神特别的安排，没有人，没有一个做奴仆的呢。来替他们洗脚。
For some reason, it must be the Lord's orchestration that there was not a servant present to wash everyone's feet.
每个人坐在那里脚都不舒服的。
So everyone was sitting there with dirty feet, and they were not comfortable.
但是没有一个人起来给其他人洗脚。
But no one rose up to wash feet of others.
彼得说：“这不是我做的事。”
Peter was saying, "This is not my thing to do."
我是十二个人当中，我是带头的。
I'm the leader of the 12.
我曾经得着天父的启示。
I even received revelation from the Father.
觉得洗脚啊是别人做的事。
And someone else will wash my feet.
啊，彼得、雅各他们也没有。
And James and John also didn't.
就连那个准备要卖耶稣的犹大，他也坐在那儿。
Even Judah, who had already betrayed Jesus,
他也不觉得他是最小的，要来给大家洗脚。
And he didn't even think that he was the least among all that he should wash anyone's feet.
就在每个人都在天然心思里头要伟大的时候
，When everyone is thinking in their natural mind they wanted to be great,
我们看见我们的主他起来。
Our Lord Jesus rose up.
他脱去他的外袍。
Took off his robe.
他束上他的带子。
He girded himself.
他成为一个最卑微的奴仆。
He became the lowest servant.
来为门徒们洗脚。
He washed everyone's feet.
同学们，我们看见我们的主的心思是降卑的。
You saw his heart and his mind is to humble himself.
我们看见在我们啊服事当中啊，我们天然心思也常常成为一个拦阻。
And even in our services, our natural mind always become a hindrance.
啊，有些时候啊，我们刚开始服事的时候，我们觉得哎呀，我们什么都不懂。
In the very beginning, as we began to learn to serve, we felt that we didn't know anything.
我们很谦卑，我们就从最小的服事开始学习。
We were very humble. We began to learn from the least of all services.
哎，靠着主的恩典，这样做着做着，越做越老练。
By God's grace, we continue to serve until we become a little more experienced.
越做越有心得。
And the more we become more experienced, and we come to be more skilled.
弟兄姐妹也都夸奖我们。
And even brothers and sisters will commend us.
说，哎呀，你这个厕所扫得特别干净。
You'll say, "Oh, your bathroom was very clean."
哎呀，我们就说哪里哪里都是主的恩典。
And you will say, "Oh, no, 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 it's all by God's grace."
那后来呢，主要安排其他弟兄姐妹跟我们一起配搭。
And afterward, the Lord might arrange other brothers and sisters to work with us.
所以我们在配搭当中啊，就有很多这个学习十字架功课的机会。
As we're paired up with other brothers and sisters to serve together, these are opportunities that we can learn. The way of the cross.
哎呀，当弟兄姐妹参与配搭，一起配搭服事以后
，Because when someone's paired up with you,
哎呀，我们就发现说，哎，他有他的做法，我有我的做法。
You realize that person has their method and I have mine.
哎呀，那我们就觉得说，这个意见不一样怎么办呢
？So what do we do when we have different opinions?
哎呀，我们就觉得说，他当然要听我的啦。
And we think, of course, they need to listen to me.
因为我已经做了这么久了。
Because I've done it for so many years.
哎呀，我已经做了这么好了。
I've been doing such a good job.
当然别人要听我的了。
Of course, they need to listen to me.
我这样做肯定是最好的。
If I do it in this way, it's the best way.
弟兄姐妹，就是在最小的服事上
，even in the smallest service，
我们看见我们天然的心思仍然在那里来彰显我们自己。
We see our natural mind is still trying to exalt ourselves.
弟兄姐妹，我们的天然心思需要受十字架的对付。
So our natural mind needed to be dealt with.
我们要成为一个跟从主的人。
If we want to follow the Lord,
我们就要能够。像我们主一样那样降卑的心思。
And we need to have a heart and the mind of Lord Jesus to humble ourselves.
弟兄姐妹，我们能够降卑，听听其他弟兄姐妹的意见。
We will be humble to listen to other people's opinions.
这样我们才能够真正的成为一个跟从主的人。
So that we can truly be one who follow the Lord.
所以我们的心思需要十字架的对付。
So we see our natural mind needed to be dealt with.
最后我们要讲到我们的意志。
At the end, we'll talk about our will.
我们的意志也需要十字架的对付。
Our will also needed to be dealt with.
弟兄姐妹，今天十字架在我们身上的工作，并不是要叫我们成为一个没有意志的人。
To follow the Lord is not to have someone that has no will at all.
因为今天主所要得着的，不是要得着机器人。
Because the Lord does not want to gain robots.
我们感谢神，他把自由意志。给了我们。
We thank the Lord He has given us a free will.
叫我们能够自由的来做拣选。
That freely we can choose.
叫我们能够拣选神的旨意。
That we can choose His will.
而不拣选我们自己的意思。
And we will not choose our own will.
这才是神的荣耀。
And that is to His glory.
所以我们看见今天我们的己受对付。
We see how our self is being dealt with.
乃是要叫我们的意志能够不再受己的支配。
It is so that our will is no longer in control by ourselves.
而能够让基督来支配我们的意志。
But that Christ can be in control of our will.
叫我们能够拣选神所要我们拣选。
So that we can choose what the Lord wants us to choose.
我们看见当我们主耶稣在客西马尼园的祷告。
We saw how the Lord prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane.
主说不要照我的意思。只要照你的意思。
He said, "The Lord said, 'Not my will, but yours be done.'"
弟兄姐妹，我们看见在这里，主有他的一个意思。
Here we saw the Lord had His will.
因为主知道，在他面前所摆的这个杯、这个苦杯、这个十字架，实在是叫他非常的为难。
The Lord knew the cross that's before Him. This cup, this bitter cup before Him, is very difficult.
因为他知道，他不仅要背负世人所有的罪。
He knew not only He needed to bear all the sins of the world.
各式各样污秽的罪都要堆在这位圣洁的主身上。
All the filth and uncleanness will be piled up upon the shoulder of this holy Lord.
这实在叫我们的主受不了。
And it is unbearable.
但是更叫我们主受不了的。
But even more unbearable.
乃是主知道，当他被挂在十字架上的时候。
Is that He knew when He would be going on the cross.
这位爱他的父神。
The Father who loves him.
这位从永世以来一直与他同在的父神。
The Father had been with him throughout all eternity.
在那里要掩面不看他。
The Father will even turn his face away.
父神要弃绝他的爱子。
And the Father will forsake his own beloved son.
这是叫我们主所最受不了的。
And he, this is most unbearable to him.
主知道这个苦杯摆在他面前。
The Lord knew this is the bitter cup before him.
主因为他有一个意志，他何等盼望说他不要遭遇这些的事。
And if the Lord had His will, He did not want to go through any of this.
然后在父的面前，他这样祷告。
But before the Father, He prayed.
他把他自己的意志放下来。
He presented His will before the Father and put it down.
不要照我的意思。
Saying, Lord, not my will.
我只要照你的意思。
But yours be done.
就你们这是十字架。
This is the cross.
同样有弟兄讲得很好。
Our brother had shared very well before.
这个十字架就是让神的旨意在我们身上有出路。
The cross is so that the will of the Lord has a way in our lives.
我们的意志是这样子。
Our will is this way.
但是我们愿意让神的意志能够从我们身上通过。
But if for the will of the Father to go through us,
这就成了十字架。
Then that is our cross.
如果我们不让神的意志从我们身上通过的话，
if we do not allow the will of the Lord to have any way in us,
那我们就让神的旨意怎么样碰钉子了。
Then the will of the Lord will be stopped, come to a dead end.
这个中文字啊，那个碰钉子，这个碰钉子啊，看见说神的旨意不能通过了。
It will just come to a dead end. The will of the Lord has no way out in us.
所以这里我们看见主实在是为我们做一个最好的榜样。
We see how the Lord became the best example for us.
他拣选了父的旨意。
And he had chosen the will of the Father.
他把他自己的旨意放在一边。
And he put aside his own will.
这是主的十字架。
That is his cross.
我们知道彼得他也想一直的跟从主。
And we knew Peter also wanted to follow the Lord till the end.
他的确跟到了那大祭司院子的外面。
He truly followed the Lord all the way into the inner court of the high priest's house.
在这里我们看见彼得他实在是盼望能够一直跟从主到十字架。
And Peter wanted to follow the Lord all the way till the cross.
因为我们看见在主被抓之前他曾经对主说。
Because before Jesus was taken captive, he said to the Lord.
他说众人虽然为你的缘故跌倒，我总不跌倒。
Even everyone will stumble for your sake, I will never stumble.
弟兄姐妹，彼得他不是说大话。
And Peter was not trying to say big words.
他说就算是我必须和你同死，我也不能不认你。
He said, even if I die with you, I will never forsake you or deny you.
这里我们看见彼得，他觉得靠着他坚强的意志，他能够跟从主，一直跟到十字架底下。
Because Peter believed by setting his will and his determination, he could follow the Lord till the cross.
但后来我们看见，
but we saw what happened.
在大祭司的院子外面，
in the outer court of the high priest's house.
彼得在小使女的面前三次否认。
Even before a small servant girl, he denied the Lord three times.
弟兄姐妹，不是一次，不是两次，而是三次，他否认那位他所跟从的主。
Not once, not twice, but three times he denied that he knew Jesus whom he followed.
甚至到了一个地步，他发咒起誓说我不认识这个人。
Even to a point that he promised and with the oath bringing down curse that he did not know Jesus.
这时候彼得他到了他自己的尽头。
Here Peter came to his end.
我想他万万没有想到有一天他会这样子来三次否认那爱他的主。
Probably he could have never imagined that he would come to a place where he did disown the Lord three times.
就因为如果你是彼得的话，
If you were Peter,
你想那个晚上你怎么过？
How do you imagine you spend that evening?
但我们感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
就在那个鸡叫的时候。
When the roosters crow.
当彼得三次否认主之后。
After he denied the Lord three times.
主回头看了他一眼。
The Lord turned back and looked at him.
那个目光。
And what is in the Lord's eyes?
不是一个责备的目光。
There was no rebuke.
那目光是一个爱的目光。
It was a look of love.
是一个挽回的目光。
It's a look of restoration.
那目光就在彼得的里头。给他了一个盼望。
It gave Peter a hope.
叫他知道说，他虽然三次甚至发作起誓不认这位他的主。
So Peter would know that even though he brought on a curse for three times to deny the Lord,
但他所否认的主仍然是爱他的。
But the Lord that he has denied still loves him.
我们看见在那里彼得他否认错人了。
And we saw Peter deny the wrong person.
彼得那时候应该他否认他自己。
Peter should have denied himself.
他就不会否认主了。
Then he wouldn't have denied the Lord.
因着他没有否认他自己。
But because he didn't deny himself.
他就否认了那跟从他的主。
Then he denied the Lord whom he followed.
所以主耶稣说，若有人要跟从我。
That's why the Lord Jesus said, if anyone wishes to come after me,
就要舍己，天天背起十字架来跟从我。
Then he must deny himself, take up his cross daily and follow me.
我实在没有办法想象，当彼得那样子否认主之后，那几天的日子他是怎么过的。
So I truly cannot imagine how Peter could spend his days after he denied the Lord.
何等的失望，何等的沮丧。
He must be in such desperation.
过去三年半跟从主，现在什么都没有了。
He followed the Lord for 3.5 years. Now he had nothing.
可就在主复活的那个早晨。
But on the morning of the Lord's resurrection.
我们看见主借着天使叫妇女们。把一个好消息报给彼得。
We saw the angels of the Lord came and brought a good news through the women at the tomb.
说他告诉妇女们说，去告诉主的彼得，主的门徒们，还有彼得。
They told the women, go tell the disciples and Peter.
我们看见这对彼得是何等的安慰。
We saw what consolation that would bring Peter.
我想彼得在那几天反复思想。我怎么会三次否认主？
Perhaps he was meditating, pondering back and forth. How could I have disowned the Lord?
在当主借着天使传回来这个消息的时候，他认识到说，他虽然三次否认主，但是他的主却没有否认他。
But through this good news that the angels brought, he knew, even though he did deny the Lord 3 times, yet his Lord did not deny him.
所以我们看见当主复活，后来又向彼得，特别向彼得显现。
So after the Lord was resurrected, and he especially showed himself to Peter.
主三次的问彼得说，你爱我比这些更深吗？
3 times he asked Peter, do you love me more than these?
你爱我比这些外面的东西更深吗？
Do you love me more than all these outward things?
你爱我比你爱自己更深吗？
Do you love me more than you love yourself?
所以我们看见主用的那不止息的爱仍然在那里来恢复彼得。
So you see how the Lord is restoring Peter with this unending love.
虽然彼得曾经那样的失败，
Even though Peter had failed so much,
但主还对他说，你喂养我的羊。
The Lord still tell him, feed my lamb.
你牧养我的羊。
Shepherd my sheep.
哇，这是何等的爱。
What a love.
我们看见彼得就被主所恢复。
We saw how Peter was restored by the Lord.
主对他说，你来跟从我。
And so the Lord called him again, you follow me.
我们看见历史告诉我们。
And we saw the history can tell us.
然后后来五旬节之后，彼得一路的跟随主。
After the Pentecost, Peter followed the Lord.
一直跟随到他背起他的十字架。来跟从主。
All the way till he physically took up his cross and followed.
教会历史告诉我们，彼得最后他也被钉在十字架上。
And the history can tell us Peter was nailed to the cross at the end.
他告诉那钉他十字架的人说。
And he was telling those who were crucifying him.
我不配与我的主那样同钉十字架。
He said, I'm not worthy to be crucified in the same way of our Lord.
所以他们就将彼得倒过来钉了十字架。
So they crucified Peter upside down on the cross.
感谢主，让我们看见。主恢复了彼得。
So we saw how the Lord restored Peter.
看见圣灵在彼得里头保守他，一直的能够背十字架跟从主。
The Holy Spirit kept Peter inside until that he can daily take up his cross and follow the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，这是十字架在我们身上的工作。
And this is the way of the cross.
这是我们今天在里面跟从主。
This is so that we can follow the Lord inside of in our innermost being.
圣灵借着十字架在我们身上把那己对于我们魂生命的那个瑕疵一点一点的除去。
Through the cross, the Lord is taking away the chains and the fetters of the self, how it has so much control in our soul life.
叫我们的情感渐渐的归给主。
So that our emotion will become His.
叫我们的思想渐渐的受主的支配。
That our mind will be in control of the Lord.
叫我们的意志能够与神主的意志完全的联合。
That our will be perfectly united with the Lord's will.
所以我们看见到有一天我们能够像使徒保罗所说的
Until one day we will be like what Paul said.
我已经与基督同钉十字架。
I have been crucified with Christ.
现在活着的不再是我。
It is no longer I who live.
弟兄姐妹，不再是我。
No longer I.
乃是基督在我里面活着。
But Christ lives in me.
我如今在肉身活着。
Now I live in the flesh.
是因信神的儿子而活。
I live by faith in the Son of God.
他是爱我。
He loved me.
对每一个跟从主的人而言
and for everyone who followed the Lord,
他们都靠着那爱他们的主
It is by the Lord who loved him.
他们能够在跟从主这条路上。
That they can follow the Lord on this way.
在这一切的环境、一切的难处里头。
Through all the difficulties, all the environments.
他们能够靠着那爱他们的主得胜有余。
By the Lord who loves them, they can be more than conquerors.
愿主保守我们。
May the Lord also keep us.
带领我们。
Lead us.
叫我们舍己。
So that we can give up, deny ourselves.
天天背起我们自己的十字架。
Take up our cross daily.
一直的跟从主。
To follow him all the way.
跟从主到底。
All the way till the end.
愿主的旨意在我们身上得着完全的成就。
May his will be completely, perfectly satisfied in our lives.
叫我们在地上能够彰显主的荣耀。
So that we can manifest his glory on the earth.
那我们在一起低头有点祷告。
Let us bow our head in further prayers. Lord, we thank you for calling us to follow you. Lord, you did not abandon us as orphans. Lord, you took up the cross and walked on this way that led it into glory. And today, through the Holy Spirit, you're also leading us.
That
in our daily lives, we can follow you step by step. By the inward work of the cross.
主叫我们的情感、我们的思想、我们的意志都能够归给你。
Our emotions, our mind, our will can be given unto you wholly.
好叫我们不再是自己活。
So we're no longer living in ourselves.
乃是复活的基督在我们里面来活。
But Christ who has resurrected can live in us.
主，这是你所要得着的荣耀。
Lord, this is the glory that you desire for yourself.
是你要得着的见证。
This is the testimony you desire for yourself.
我们把我们同蒙恩召的弟兄姐妹都仰望你。
Lord, we lift up all the brothers and sisters who has been called by the same
heavenly
calling.
照着你所定义的。
By what you have ordained.
主带领许多的儿子进荣耀。
That you may lead many sons into glory.
愿颂赞荣耀更多归给我们的父。
May your glory and honor be unto the Father.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.